As it's time now for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Just call Ashton at 704-696-2424. So associate head coach Matt McKillop joining us here courtside. And Matt, a solid win. I mean, quarterfinal game. Last year it took dramatic fashion to pull out the win. If you were to order up a game like this your first time out, this one worked out pretty well.
It did. The first half was pretty impressive from an offensive standpoint. I know I mentioned at halftime they throw every defense in the book at you, and then they came out in the beginning of the second half and they played a triangle and two, something they have not done yet. I'm not surprised, I guess, that they decided to change it and do something completely new at halftime. But our guys quickly adjusted, and I think what Kevin Kuick and what Will Toney did to help prepare us, we had a sense we were going to play St. Louis, and because we'd played GW twice, we weren't as concerned with GW's defense as much as we were with St. Louis's defense. So we had a great opportunity the last 3 days in practice to really rehearse all the different types of defenses we would see, and I think that's why, you know, you look and you see 56% from the field and 50% from three.
Now, a big point of emphasis obviously was rebounding, because St. Louis likes to aggressively send four guys to the boards. You guys end up at plus three on the boards here tonight.
Well, I think from a national standpoint, we are one of the top. It's probably changed since I last looked closely at it, but we're in the very top tier of defensive rebounding teams in the country. We rarely give up offensive rebounds, and it's because Will McGarity, Oscar Michelson, and Peyton are just tough as nails when it comes to putting bodies on people around the rim. But when our guards sink in, which is what they've been doing pretty much since the turn of the new year, we can be a really dominant team on the glass. And you know, you mentioned we're plus one. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at the old
plus
stats.
Yep.
So we were plus three, but the most impressive thing to me was that Hassan French had zero offensive rebounds. He's one of the best rebounders in the conference, if not the best rebounder in the conference. And it takes complete focus on not only forcing them and forcing them to take a tough shot, challenging that shot, but you got to think about him every single time a shot goes up, even when it's his own shot. And we had different guys defending him, and we played small at times with Rusty at the four or Keyshawn at the four. So we had to do some different things because of some foul trouble. But at no point did our willingness to hit them and to box them out, did that ever relinquish?
Coach, you came out in the second half, and St. Louis had another nice run. They won the first two rounds of the second half. What did you do to start to halt their momentum in the second half? And
well, they made some shots. They made some tough ones. The kid Roby had his career day last game of his career. It helped when we had a chance to score. It got us back into our zone, and when we got back into our zone, it really allowed us to control the tempo and the speed of the game. They scored some of those shots in transition. They had some open looks from three in transition, and when you're mixing and matching zone, and then all of a sudden a team pushes the ball up the court as quickly as they do, there can be some sloppiness, and unfortunately there was a little bit of that. And I also think playing four guards at times maybe caused a little bit of confusion when guys were running to the wrong spots, running to the wrong men in transition. So I think we were solid defensively. They had to make some tough shots, which they did. But I think when we were successful on the offensive end, it allowed us to play pretty good defense.
Something else that pops off the sheet when you look at it, and there wasn't a lopsided difference in turnovers. They had 11. You guys finished with 5. But the points off turnovers, you end up at 22-4. So really taking advantage of the opportunities they were providing.
You know, and I'm looking at those numbers you just pointed out, and I think midway through the first half, it was like 18-0 points off of turnovers for us, 0 for them. And I think at the same exact time, it was 10 second chance points for us and 0 for them. Unfortunately, they kind of got back into it with some of those second chance points. But you know, we didn't do anything crazy when it came to our zone. They had some different guys in maybe the wrong spots for them when it came to pushing the ball up the court. And it's tough, you know, you have a 1 day turnaround, and we play a very different style of man-to-man defense, zone defense, and pressure defense than they saw yesterday. And I think a lot of teams have to spend so much time focusing on our offense, which is, you know, one of the best in the country, the number one offense in the conference, you really don't have a chance to prepare for what they're going to have to do offensively against our defense. And I think, you know, we didn't do anything crazy. We just were smart. And, you know, John Axel comes to the bench at one time at halftime. He says, you know, when number one's bringing up against the press, he doesn't know what to do. Should we just go trap him sometimes? We said, you know, just IQ it. You know, if you see the opportunity, go for it. And sure enough, one possession later, he tried to beat us, and we poked it from behind, and Oscar Michelson dove on the floor for the loose ball. And, you know, plays like that, they ended up getting the possession because it was a jump ball. But plays like that set the tone. And whether it was the tip where it bounced around and Oscar Michelson dove on the floor, the 3 seconds hadn't even gone off the clock yet, and we were the first team on the floor for the first loose ball. And then again, we're getting some momentum offensively and defensively, and we poke the ball free, and again, Oscar beats every single guy on the court to the floor. That makes a huge difference in terms of how his teammates are feeling, how excited we get from the bench, and also how deflating that is for St. Louis.
Yeah, the other two things that really pop off the page: points in the paint for the Wildcats, 28-12, unbelievable.
You know, we got to the rim pretty well, and because we shoot the ball so well, guys are hugging Peyton, guys are hugging Kellen, and it opens up driving lanes. And I think John maybe not didn't even have it. John didn't even actually have a 2-point make today, mm-hmm. But Will McGarity finished around the rim when they tried to go to that triangle and two defense. Rusty had a great slash to the rim. Carter had the great slash at the end when he had a guy on him that we said, hey, if you see this guy guarding you, there's going to be great space and you can attack, and he may not be able to keep you in front. So I think it was our guys understanding the right times and the right spots to go penetrate. And then Peyton made some remarkable shots. You really can't say much too much about that. That fadeaway he hit, which I think put it to 18 and was kind of the final nail in the coffin, was pretty incredible shot.
Well, Matt, good win. Sets up tomorrow. St. Bonaventure, round number 3. You got to watch them tonight. But looking at the way that Peyton Aldridge and Kellen Grady are playing together, and what you saw from St. Bonaventure tonight, they had to work a little bit against Richmond. How confident are you going into tomorrow?
We're always confident. We were confident that, you know, that final week we were going to Bonaventure and we were coming back from Rhode Island, and we were confident that we were going to win both of them. And I thought we played pretty darn well against Bonaventure. Obviously, crazy ending, and then we were good enough to beat Rhode Island at home. But yeah, you know, Peyton played great. Kellen's playing great, but you also have to think, you know, I think the kid Mobley for Bonaventure, I think he had 9 threes today, and you know, we've seen them twice. We've seen how good they could be. We've seen how well we can play against them. So we're confident because we have a team of guys that are veterans. We have a team of young guys who play like veterans, and you know, that last week was like a championship week in a sense. And if we felt like if we could get through that week, or looking back, we got through that week having to go to triple overtime, lose. You could have been devastated. Fly back. We got home at 4:30 in the morning. Have to get ready for the top 25 team, best team in the league. And we came out and performed the way we did and finished the game the way we did when no one thought we could win. And people were leaving the stands, going to the parking lot. You know, you get through something like that, and you know, you feel like you could tackle any obstacle in the way. And I think that's why we took the court so strongly to begin the game, to build that lead from the start. And I think we're going to be just as confident tomorrow when we see Bonnies again.
Well, I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for stopping by. Good win. Next game up.
Thanks a lot.